Mum, Dad, I cried as I came hurtling down the stairs. When I grow up, I am going to be an Olympic gold medal winning gymnast. They laughed too, it still hurts. The Olympics had just taken place that summer in Sydney in Australia, and it was the gymnastics that had really caught my eye. I just thought they were so graceful and elegant as they tumbled and twirled on the floor, as they leapt through the air on the vault, and as they swung to and fro on the asymmetric bars. As I watched, all I could think to myself was, that's what I'm going to do one day. Plus, to be honest, I did also really want to wear the sparkly leotards. So after a lot of very persuasive pleading on my part, my parents signed me up for gymnastics lessons. The night before my first class, I was so unbelievably excited. I really couldn't sleep. This was it, the first step on my journey to Olympic gymnastics stardom. It probably won't surprise you to hear that things didn't quite work out as I had planned. I went to my first class, and it was not at all what I expected. First things first, I didn't get to wear a sparkly leotard. Mine was boring, black, and made of cotton. But worst of all, it turned out that gymnastics was actually quite hard work. In fact, it was actually even pretty painful. I very quickly realised that in order to be even just a little bit good, not even anywhere near Olympic stardom standard, it was going to take an awful lot of work. There were lots of sacrifices that I was going to have to make. I would need to practice and stretch every day, which, yes, is just as painful as it sounds, to make sure that I was flexible enough. There would be early morning classes, long evening classes. So on top of homework and music practice, it would leave me no time to play. I'd need to watch what I ate in order to remain fit and healthy, so I wouldn't be able to eat all the cake, chocolate and sweets that I so liked and still do. Plus, gymnastics lessons were expensive. After just two terms, I have to admit, I had decided that gymnastics was just not worth it. After seeing how much I would have to give up, the food I liked, my time, the food I liked, my physical comfort, my parents' money, that Olympic gold medal just didn't seem worth it anymore. It wasn't that great. Why am I stood here on a Sunday morning telling you a story about my failed gymnastics career? Well, all this week at Holiday Club, we've been hearing true stories from the Bible all about wonderful King Jesus. We've seen amazing things about him, that he's the king worth following, worth giving up everything to follow. He's the king with power over evil, power to set us free. He's the king with power over everything, that he could calm a storm just by speaking. He's the king who came to rescue God's people by dying on the cross and then coming back alive again, defeating death forever. We've seen lots about wonderful King Jesus. And in our true story from the Bible this morning, King Jesus is going to tell us what it looks like to be one of his followers. And it might not be what we'd expect. See, on Friday, we met a man whose name was Peter. There he is. Now, Peter was one of King Jesus' disciples, one of his special friends who'd been following King Jesus for quite some time now. And on Friday, we saw that Peter knew King Jesus was no ordinary man, that King Jesus had been sent by God. Now, Peter knew that because he had seen King Jesus do the most extraordinary things, things that should have been impossible for any ordinary man. Now, some of those things we've seen, I've already mentioned them. He could calm a storm by speaking, or he could get rid of evil spirits. And Peter had seen King Jesus do other things too, things like healing a man with a horrible skin disease, or bringing a dead girl back to life by the power of his voice. He fed a whole crowd of over 5,000 people with just two fish and five loaves. Peter knew that King Jesus was no ordinary man. He knew that King Jesus had extra special power that only God himself could have. That's why Peter knew who Jesus really was. And in our true story from the Bible, when King Jesus asked who his disciples thought Jesus was, Peter got the answer spot on. King Jesus was the one for whom God's people had been waiting for hundreds and hundreds of years. God's special promised king who was going to rescue his people. "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God," he replied. Now, I wonder if you can imagine how Peter was feeling at this point. Can you imagine? I mean, Peter was beside himself with excitement. So many excited thoughts came into his head at this point. Good reputation, glory, status, power, and wealth. That's what following King Jesus would mean, he thought. And actually, maybe that's what we think too. That if we follow King Jesus, it would be a bit like having our own personal genie. That we'll have good grades at school, lots of money, perfect health, forgiveness that means we can do whatever we want. A big house, a fancy car. Peter thought that following King Jesus would mean living a victorious and powerful life now. Jesus was the Messiah, the King. And Peter was one of his best friends. The future was looking bright. So imagine Peter's shock and horror at what King Jesus began to teach next. See, Jesus began to teach the disciples that he was going to be killed by the religious leaders. Not only did Jesus say that he was going to die, but he said that anyone who wanted to be his follower would have to say no to the things they want, and that they would have to be willing even to die on a cross. Peter was absolutely flabbergasted. Dying on a cross was something that happened to the lowest of the low. It was the mark of a shamed prisoner. It was complete weakness. And I mean, saying no to the things he wanted didn't sound like much fun either. All of Peter's hopes and dreams of glory, wealth, power, status, and good reputation began to vanish. King Jesus was saying that following him would involve suffering, being humble, weakness, being unpopular, being selfless. That was a very, very different list to what Peter had first imagined. Being a follower of King Jesus suddenly looked a lot harder than Peter had originally thought. Would it really be worth it to follow King Jesus? Was knowing King Jesus really worth all that sacrifice? The Bible says that knowing King Jesus is absolutely worth it because he gave up everything for us so that we can have true forever life with him. And that's the very next thing that King Jesus taught his disciples. He said, whoever wants to save his life will give up true life. But whoever gives up his life for me will have true life. It's worth nothing for a man to have the whole world if he loses his soul. He could never pay enough to buy back his soul. And what King Jesus is saying there means that giving up things that we might want in this life in order to know and follow King Jesus means that actually we get something far, far better. We get given true life through Jesus. And even better than that, we get Jesus himself, the best friend, the best king ever. King Jesus is better than anything and anyone. And when we follow him, he is with us forever and he helps us to live his good way. He helps us to follow him. Nick's going to help me with something here. So Nick's coming up and he's got lots of random little things here. There are a couple of others. He just hasn't got enough.
These as well.
Yeah, those as well, but that's fine. He's just got his hands absolutely full. And, you know, some of the things, I mean, this might look exciting on the outside.
It's ice cream,
isn't it? But then actually when we open it up, well, it's completely empty. All that sort of thing. We've got empty boxes here, all that sort of thing. Nick's holding on to them. But see, I've got over here, behind me, I've got something really exciting. I have got a massive gold present. Now, if I want to give this to Nick, what is Nick going to have to do in order for me to give him this present? Mimes. He's going to have to let go of all the other things. He's going to have to put these things, which are not anywhere near as exciting as this. He's going to have to put all these things down. If you could do that, that'd be great. So that he can take hold of the present and he can hold it there. Brilliant, thank you. You see, that's why following King Jesus is absolutely worth it, even though it might mean sacrifice for us now. Because we get Jesus. Thanks, Nick. If you could just pop it down in front of there, that would be brilliant. Following King Jesus will mean sacrifice for us. That's a promise that King Jesus makes. It might mean looking unpopular. Is it really worth following King Jesus if it means I get laughed at or made to feel stupid by my friends and classmates at school or by my colleagues at work? King Jesus is absolutely worth it. It will mean saying no to the things I want in order to follow King Jesus. So would knowing King Jesus really be worth it if it meant not going to football practice or ballet class or turning down a promotion at work that meant I had to work on a Sunday so that instead I can go to church and meet with other followers of King Jesus? King Jesus is absolutely worth it. Or maybe it will mean missing out on watching certain films or playing certain video games because we know that they will distract us from living God's good way. Saying no to the things I want in order to follow Jesus will mean seeking to live his way and not my own. So honouring my mum and dad by tidying my room when they ask me, or being generous by, shock horror, even sharing my toys with my brother and sister. King Jesus is worth it. It might mean saying no to a romantic relationship because the other person isn't a follower of King Jesus. But King Jesus is worth it. It will mean being patient and bearing with that church family member who I just find really, really difficult. It seems like an awful lot of effort, but King Jesus is so, so worth it. And as we close, let's remember that we have an even better idea of it than Peter did at that point. You see, at that point, Peter didn't understand that Jesus was going to die on a cross in order to save him. He didn't yet know that King Jesus was the king who rescued through sacrifice. He didn't get that Jesus was going to die in order to give up his life. That at the cross, King Jesus was giving up everything he had, his power, his glory, his life, in order to take the punishment we deserve so that we can have life forever with God. Mommy. King Jesus is the king worth following no matter what the cost. When I was 9 years old, I decided that an Olympic gymnastics gold medal was absolutely not worth any of the effort it would take to receive it. But I absolutely do believe and know that knowing and following King Jesus is worth giving up everything and anything else for, because he is better than anything or anyone else. In knowing King Jesus, I have true life and friendship with God because Jesus is the King and friend who loved me enough to give up everything for me. I'm going to pray and I'm going to thank God for what we've heard from his word this morning. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you so much for King Jesus. Thank you that he is better than anything and anyone else. Thank you that he was willing to give up his life so that we could have life with you. Please help us to hold lightly to the things of this world and to trust that Jesus is better and that he is all we need. Amen.